Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Ann in Minnesota with this question. She says, with a $10,000 CD maturing, am I better off paying down the $40,000 mortgage on my condo or to reinvest in some other vehicle? I'm almost 70 years old and don't have much more than a few more $1,000 saved for whenever I retire, which I have no plans of doing. Well, Ann, I can understand the temptation to pay down your mortgage, and since anything you invest in will probably not pay as much as the interest on your mortgage loan, it's even more tempting. So let's look at your benefit from doing that. You're going to pay less interest on your mortgage overall, which is good. You can effectively earn a percent or two or maybe even three on your money, and that would be worth about as much as $300 a year on a $10,000 loan. That would be enough to pay for dinner for two at a modestly priced restaurant each month. What are the disadvantages? Well, your mortgage payment doesn't go down, so you don't really get the extra $300 in your pocket for the year. And two, if you need money in an emergency at your age, in this bizarre banking economy, it's not going to be easy to get a loan even against a home with a great deal of equity. What would I do at your age? Well, if I were on a fixed income with no prospects of the income increasing, I'd stay liquid. I'd rather have access to my money more quickly and easily than reduce a mortgage without reducing the monthly payment. Of course, when I reach your age, I expect to still be productive in earning money, like you. In that case, I'd pay off the mortgage in full as soon as I could, but I would pay it all off in one lump sum so the payments stop entirely. In the meantime, I would increase my monthly payment so the loan pays off more quickly. In fact, that's what we're doing. As a result, our 30-year mortgage will be paid off in about 17 years. Now, what would I do with my savings, though? Like you, I'd probably keep it in something insured, providing a fixed rate of return, or blue-chip stocks. Although the market is improving, mutual funds are still surprisingly volatile, considering they're managed by so-called experts getting paid really well to stay informed about their investment choices. You might consider speaking with a financial advisor to see if you can get a higher rate of return somewhere with security, or stick with what you know and be safe. Take care of yourself and enjoy every day. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about using money and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.